What prompted you to the work of an activist? And it is work. What prompted you? What certain event? Or is this something from early on in life? Or did you just... was there a certain issue that pushed you in that direction?
I think it's hard for me to pinpoint a specific event, but I was definitely an activist before the issue of fracking. I was working a lot more on issues about criminal justice and the Texas prison system when I was probably like 18 or 19. I mean, so again, I moved to Denton for college. When I was 18 is the same year that Obama got elected. So the first election I could vote in is when Obama was getting elected. So there was just coming to Denton, being 18 in 2008, there was a lot of political feelings around me. There was, I felt like, what do I want to say?
Immersed.
Yeah, and also that the anti-war movement was strong here. I think the first big demonstration I went to was an anti-war protest here in Denton, and there were a lot of people there. And I was involved in the campaign to end the death penalty local group. And the case we were working on was this man, Rodney Reed, who is on death row and is a innocent black man on death row. And actually here in 2019, his execution date is scheduled for November 20th. And now we're seeing 10 years later, big pushes to try to get him free. Celebrities are tweeting about him. Everyone's talking about him. So we'll find out what happens this month. So I was involved in other stuff, and I wasn't really much more social justice stuff. I wasn't really, lots of people that know me now call me an environmental activist. I don't usually identify like that. I wasn't trying to be what people call an environmental activist. The fact is that I live in Texas. I live in oil and gas's playground, homeland, with, you know, they are, that's who runs this state. So it's just the fight that I've found everywhere. The biggest bullies running over people has been oil and gas. So it wasn't really what I was most passionate about. I feel when people call me an environmental activist, they're imagining me like out there just concerned about recycling and whales and stuff. And it's not that. It's actually, you know, the human toll. It's about us. It's about, yeah, I think people separate themselves a lot from the environment, and they don't realize that if you're fracking the environment, you're fracking your own lungs, you're fracking your own drinking water.